Today, Farm Bureau Ag with Us with more on a terrible idea taking shape in the Nevada legislature. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In our last visit, we drew attention to the introduction of SB 172, an agricultural labor proposal which requires overtime payments to agricultural workers when they work more than 8 hours per day or more than 40 hours per week. It also goes beyond those changes to create a system which is aimed long-term at creating opportunities for agricultural worker unionization. One of the advocacy groups who are promoting the adoption of SB 172 is Make the Road Nevada. This group, according to their website, is based in Las Vegas. It seems to be transplanted from the East Coast, where they maintain that they changed the face of community organizing in immigrant communities and became an immutable force for good. The states where they got themselves established include New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Provisions that they are seeking to enact into Nevada's agricultural worker system, the concepts encompassed in their version of the Agricultural Workers' Bill of Rights, seem to also have come from other parts of the country as well, namely Colorado. Very little of the provisions covered by the language of SB 172 seems relevant to the nature of Nevada agriculture. References to banning shorthanded hoes and other elements that agricultural workers apparently will be required to obtain demonstrate the cause is finding the mechanism for union organization more than anything else. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.